Have you ever rearranged your furniture and discovered the carpet underneath looks brand new while the rest of it looks, well, not so new? It's time for a carpet upgrade. At The Home Depot, we have stylish choices at simple prices from all the top brands. Best of all, we can install it for you, starting at only 49 cents per square foot. So all you have to do is pick your perfect floor. Start your carpet project today at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Detroit Tigers were a real surprise from a season ago. Here's the news from Mark Feinstein. Kainley and the Tigers have agreed to a one-year $7.75 million deal.
But hopefully, with Kainley over there and Brisky and Foley, you can actually slot these guys in certain roles, seventh, eighth, ninth inning, and not have to have so much chaos.
From MLB.com, this is the Morning Lineup Podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Bell. Today is Thursday, January 30th, and some more notable names are finally coming off the free agent board. But still, no Alex Bregman or Pete Alonso. The last 24 hours have been all about pitchers. So we'll talk about the relievers who have found new homes, why the Tigers seem to be primed for an exciting 2025 season, and how they can maybe try to use that to land Alex Bregman. Plus, our NL West team-by-team preview has reached the San Diego Padres. So we'll chat with MLB.com's AJ Cassavell to get up to speed on America's finest city. And of course, we'll get it all done in under 10 minutes. Let's get to it. No news on Bregman and Alonso, but we do have homes for Tommy Kainley and Ryan Stanek. Let's start in the Big Apple.
Carlos Mendoza going to one of his highest leverage arms right here. Got him with a fastball, just powered by Ohtani.
Stanek was re-signed by the Mets for $4.5 million, according to MLB.com's Mark Feinstein. The Mets traded for him at last year's trade deadline, and although at first it seemed like it took him a little bit to settle in, he was a force for the Mets leading up to and during the playoffs. His best moment was obviously that Game 5 performance of the NLCS against the Dodgers when he had to get 7 critical outs to spare his overtaxed bullpen and help force a Game 6. So now, Stanek is a nice right-handed complement to their lefty setup man A.G. Minter. Pair those two with Edwin Diaz, and this is a strong core to lean on in the back end of the bullpen. But all roads seem to lead back to Bregman and Alonso somehow, someway. We'll get to Bregman, but this move may give us a little more clarity on a possible reunion between Alonso and the Mets. The more money New York continues to spend on anyone who doesn't have a nickname relating to an Arctic mammal, the less likely it seems that the polar bear himself will be back with the Mets. The team's owner, Steve Cohen, told MLB.com's Anthony DiComo over the weekend, quote, "As we continue to bring in players, the reality is it becomes harder to fit Pete into what is a very expensive group of players that we already have. And that's where we are," unquote. And then there's Kainley. The veteran right-hander signed a one-year $7.75 million deal with the Tigers, who are trying to build on the magical second-half run that led them to an unexpected postseason berth last year. Now, this is a team that relied heavily on its bullpen, like basically only having Tarek Skubal in its one-man rotation during the playoffs type of reliance. Earlier this winter, the Tigers tried to help their rotational depth by signing Alex Cobb to a one-year deal, but bolstering this bullpen with even more arms certainly cannot hurt. Kainley pitched in 9 playoff games last year and enjoyed 7 combined scoreless innings against the Royals and Guardians, and didn't give up an earned run in the playoffs until Game 5 of the World Series against the Dodgers. This is a veteran presence that the Tigers will be able to turn to in the 7th or 8th innings next year. So what does this mean for the Tigers and Alex Bregman? Does spending more money elsewhere lessen the chances of bringing in an elite free agent in Bregman, just like the Alonso situation? Does this indicate that the Tigers are still trying to put all hands on deck for an exciting 2025, meaning that a Bregman signing could still be on the table? We've said this plenty of times this winter, but Bregman reuniting with his former manager AJ Hinch in an organization that's young and making a push for the playoffs makes sense. However, it seems as though the two parties are far off in their contract negotiations. All recent reports have been that the conversations are at a standstill, while the Astros remain open to a potential reunion with the third baseman. Somehow, we're about to enter February and the stove is still piping hot. The Padres have taken a while to heat up, but they've started to get a little more active over the last week. We'll preview what San Diego still has left to do in order to compete with the Dodgers after the break.
So good, so good, so good.
Everything you want for summer is at Nordstrom Rack stores now, and up to 60% off. Stock up and save on the brands you love like Vince, Sam Edelman, Frame, and Free People. Join the Nordy Club to unlock exclusive discounts, shop new arrivals first, and more. Plus, buy online and pick up at your favorite Rack store for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
You said this place was steps from the water.
We just haven't found the steps yet.
How much did we save?
Enough.
Enough to get lost?
Or you could book a stay with Hilton.
Welcome to your oceanfront room, just steps from the water.
The Hilton sale is on now. Book on Hilton.com or the Hilton app and save up to 20% to get the stay you expected. When you want savings, not surprises, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
The most Padres talk we had all offseason, up until recently, and we'll get to that, was about Roky Sasaki. I know he and his agent expressed that they were open to a handful of teams, but come on, it really seemed like it was between the Dodgers and the Padres all along. The Dodgers were self-explanatory. Just look at their roster. But the Padres had Yu Darvish, who was good friends with Sasaki after the two played together at the World Baseball Classic. The Padres had the perfect pitch explaining just how much Sasaki would be valued in this rotation and how badly they would want a staple in this aging rotation for the foreseeable future. He'd be a star in San Diego instead of fighting for the spotlight in LA. But still, Sasaki couldn't resist playing alongside Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and the rest of the star-studded Dodgers lineup, leaving the Padres with a lot of questions to still answer before opening day. So let's check in with MLB.com beat reporter AJ Cassavell on the state of the Padres.
Really, the Padres offseason is only kind of just getting underway. It just got underway within the past week or so. They made their first trade, a deal with the White Sox for Ron Marinaccio to bolster their bullpen. They made their first free agent signing, Elias Diaz, who will compete for the starting catcher spot. But their offseason thus far has been defined by who they didn't get, and that's Roky Sasaki, who signed with the Dodgers, and now the Padres have question marks at the back end of their rotation. They have a pretty formidable front three in Dylan Cease, Michael King, and Yu Darvish. But with Joe Musgrove set to miss the 2025 season because of Tommy John surgery, they're looking to fill out that rotation, and Cease and King have even come up as potential trade candidates. The Padres have a couple other guys who might be trade candidates on their roster if they can bring in more controllable pieces, potentially even controllable pieces for their rotation. So that's one area the Padres are looking to address, probably their biggest area of need. The other area is in the outfield, where Jurickson Profar departed for the Atlanta Braves on a 3-year deal last week. Padres will be looking to replace his production and his clubhouse leadership in terms of what he brought to the table in 2024, which is no easy task, but they'll be looking to add a left fielder and probably some rotation help before opening day.
If the Padres can't get those controllable pieces for the rotation now, will they consider more veteran pieces to bridge the gap to the future? AKA, could they be in on Max Scherzer? MLB.com's Mark Feinsand reported earlier this week that the Blue Jays appear to be the frontrunner to sign the 3-time Cy Young winner, but maybe San Diego tries to get in on the free agent bidding. Or maybe they lean on the free agent market to address the left field vacancy that AJ talked about. The top left fielders still available are Mark Canha, Alex Verdugo, and former Padre Tommy Pham. But Padres, you have only 2 weeks left until spring training gets underway. Elsewhere around baseball, maybe everything wasn't about pitchers the last 24 hours. Infielder Ha-Sung Kim signed a 2-year, $29 million deal with the Rays. He's coming off of shoulder surgery and should be ready to play in May. ESPN's Jeff Passan reported that Kim is expected to take over at shortstop. Okay, now back to pitchers. The Reds acquired lefty reliever Taylor Rogers from the Giants in exchange for righty Braxton Roxby. The Reds also signed veteran starter Wade Miley to a minor league deal. The 38-year-old is currently recovering from Tommy John surgery, but is expected to be ready to go in mid-May. Kirby Yates passed his physical, which was his final hurdle to clear before his 1-year, $13 million deal with the Dodgers was official. And closer Carlos Estevez agreed to a 2-year deal with the Royals. And that's all for today's morning lineup. Will Leach will close out the NL West with the Rockies tomorrow. In the meantime, you can stay up to date with all the latest hot stove stories on MLB Network and MLB.com. Please be sure to give us a rating and a review and share this episode with the baseball lovers in your life. Thank you, as always, for listening, and have a great day.
Relax and let Kroger Delivery handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items. Then carefully pack your order in our refrigerated trucks. And our cool trucks keep your food fresh right to your door. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.